Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk program. Today we're surrounded with a table of veterans who are going to be talking with us about the Carolinas Veterans Commission. Our broadcast presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. And, of course, HighSpeedWeb.net that streams our signal 24/7, 365. Now, when I said a table full, I mean a table full. I have here to my right the one and the only Robert Bejay is with us. To his right, Alan Cherry. And then over here, Richard Arcenega. And these guys are all involved with the Carolinas Veterans Commission. So with that being said, they're all smiling already because they didn't think I'd get their names right. But, you know, you're dealing with a talented professional here. You just don't know it. So let's start with you, Robert. Tell us a little bit about Robert Bejay.
Yeah, I'm a permanently and total Vietnam combat veteran. I've been involved with the Carolina Veterans Commission for about 10 years now. They helped me and educated me and restored confidence in me to help file a well-grounded claim. I live in Rock Hill now for over 35 years. I'm originally from Pittsburgh, and I served September 67, September 68 with the 25th Division.
And thank you for your service. All right, Alan Cherry, we're going to move this microphone over to you and tell us a little bit about your background.
I'm Alan Cherry. I'm I'm a 100% disabled veteran. I've been participating with the CVC, Carolina Veterans Commission, for about 7 years now, and come on to me as far as helping me to define some disabilities that I have. But after I received my help and benefits, I saw a need to try to reciprocate that help, and I got involved with the CVC in order to do that. The CVC gave me a vehicle to do that. And I just enjoy working for the veteran, helping the veterans try to alleviate some of those pitfalls that I may have encountered on my way to my benefits. I am originally from the great state of Alabama, raised in New Jersey, and I claim California as my home.
But here you are in South Carolina.
And here I am in South Carolina.
Which is the wisest decision that you've
made.
Yes,
sir.
And don't forget who defeated Alabama last year in the big...
That's so true.
And thank you for your service. All right. Last but not least, over here in the corner, wondering what the heck he's gotten himself into, is Richard Arcenega. Richard, thank you for being with us today. Tell us a little bit about you, if you will.
Well, my name is Richard Arcenega, and I'm from originally California, Covina, California. I was in the military for 23 years, Air Force, firefighter, and then retired and went to the as a state fire marshal in California. Moved here 12 years ago. To South Carolina.
You escaped California.
I couldn't take it anymore. And so I want to go back on vacation, but I'm afraid if I go back there, something might happen. So I do have a 90%, working on 100, and there's it. I represent NAVVETS, the National Association for Black Veterans. My wife, when I went back and told her when I first started about 8 years ago with the CVC, that I said I was going to be the treasurer for NAVVETS, and she said, "What's that?" And I said, "That's the National Association for Black Veterans." And she looked at me with a very curious eye and said, "Rick, you're not black." And I said, "I know, but I want to help everybody." So
good
at any rate, here I am and like what I'm doing.
So all these guys, all these veterans, and thank you for your service around the table, are volunteers in what is known as the Carolina Veterans Commission. And I know absolutely nothing about the Carolinas Veterans Commission. So we're going to go right on back here to Robert Bejay, and you're going to tell us what this commission's all about, how to come around.
Yeah, it was started by a permanent total Marine, Mr. Leslie Murphy. He started it out of the trunk of his car, and he's been doing this for a little over a decade now. And it has grown. He has helped people. What he does is he understands the Code of Federal Regulations. He knows how to put together a well-grounded claim. And he provides hope to the veterans. When a veterans come to us, we get a lot of veterans that have used other organizations and have been denied. When they come to us, we work very hard to restore their hope, educate them, and help them understand what it is they need to do to help us file a well-grounded claim. And by a well-grounded claim, we mean that claim wins. It doesn't lose.
So what you're telling me in so many words is filing a claim, a veteran filing a claim for benefits, is pretty much like trying to do your own tax return. It's almost impossible.
It is. It's overwhelming because if you don't fill out the form, like they want the full year, like 1945. If you put 45, that's an administrative error. Your claim is denied. So you have to know what you're doing. You need guidance and direction, and it is overwhelming.
So, Alan, if you come home and you've got injuries and you need help like you've had to have, you easily get frustrated because you can't get the help that you were promised when you signed the dotted line to go into the military?
Absolutely. And just to piggyback on what Bob said, Mr. Bejay said about the frustration, the VA has a system and it's the laws that governs all the claims and benefits. And the VA does not expect the veterans, the lay veteran, to know about over 900 forms and over 500-some codes that they assign to disabilities. So like you said earlier, for the veteran needs someone to represent them. But not only just need someone, they need someone that's proficient, the one as far as knowing the law, as I stated earlier, the 38 CFR, the 38 USC, and even the VA own internal manual that tells the VA how that they are supposed to govern claims and make sure claims are filled out correctly, which is the M21-1. So that's what we are here to do, and we do a very good job of that. And we need, the veteran needs someone to represent them, just like going to court without a lawyer. You know, they need us. We know what we do. We have a proven track record as far as our productivity and what we have gained for the veterans as far as monetary. But it's not just monetary benefits. We're in the process of trying to impact the lives of families, of people, by helping them with their to gain benefits. Also dealing with the whole man or the whole veteran to include their families.
Most communities have a Veterans Affairs office.
Yes, sir.
That helps out with this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Is that where a veteran should go first to try to get their claim process, or say, no, let's just go to the Carolinas Veterans Commission?
If you know, have any inklings of where we are located at, you need to see us first. There are a lot of organizations, and the veterans are frustrated because of this, because there's a lot of organizations out there that say that they are veteran representatives, but they don't know the law. They are just conduits or a link in a chain to be passed on to someone who really knows what they're doing. Just because they end up at your local VA center, they do not have trained, for the most part, they do not have trained representatives to do the claims and are up on the law and know what to do. So what happens a lot of time is, our president, Mr. Bejay, mentioned it, we have a lot of referrals, not referrals, but we have a lot of action that we, clients or veterans that comes from other organizations who were not able to give them or to get the benefits. It wasn't because they did not deserve them or didn't qualify, but it was the people that were handling them or representing them. They were not up on the law and know how to do what they needed to do.
Okay. So, Richard, there obviously is no 1040 easy form with the veterans, with the VA to try to get benefits. Sounds like it's a mountain of paperwork no matter what it is.
That's correct. We have different things when you first start out, what you have to do, what form you have to fill out. Not only that, if you're, say, for example, that herbicide,
yeah,
which is Agent Orange.
Agent is exactly right.
you have to have a what is called a following of your care, your care that you want to follow, that the doctor has given you.
You got to have a whole medical history, is what you're
exactly.
telling me.
Exactly. Okay. And then you have to write a letter. The doctor has to write a letter. But it has to include certain words in that. And the words will tell him that, best to his knowledge as a doctor,
this is what he's been through.
The diabetes that is caused, and secondary neuropathy is caused by that.
So when we talk about getting veterans benefits, and I'm going to get back over here to you, Robert, if I can, are we talking about just getting the veteran into the system so that the doctor is seeing him and treating him, or are we talking about the doctors have been treating them, it's time now for the VA to cough up some money to offset what these expenses are?
Well, actually, it could be either or. Our goal is to try to get the veteran service connected at 50%. 50% is a very significant number, because once a veteran is service connected at 50%, all medical is covered. There is no copay for that veteran for any surgeries, for any medications. So we try to get the veteran 50% if they have earned it. So we like to try to say that we want to get the veteran 100% of whatever it is they are entitled to. 50% is a big number.
All right. Alan?
Yes, just to add one other thing to what Mr. Bejay said, as far as that's our goal, that 50% is a baseline, and that's an important number for us. But he did, to add to what he's saying about the VA will give you treatment and take care of all your physical ailments, with the exception of dental. There's another step or criteria for dental treatment. So we just like to say we are trying to get them there, and once we get them there, then there are things that opens up as far as criteria for certain other benefits that they may be
entitled to. Right. So you need to explain to me this 50%. I don't understand. So if I've got, I don't know, a shrapnel wound of some kind from being in Vietnam, which I was not, and I've been treated for that, but it's left me with whatever. I can't use my arm the way I used to use it. And so that's worth a certain dollar amount, what you're telling me?
Yes. The VA, once you give the VA or a claim, right, submit a claim, and the VA send you to the doctor, there's something called a LOS, a level of severity. And the level of severity will coincide with the percentage that they will attach to your particular claim. And it depends on each person. It depends on the severity of the condition. And that's where you add up 10%. Some conditions have only one percentage. 10%, some have go from 0 to 100%. Not all are assigned the same percentage. So, but the main thing as far as the percentage, the 50%, you can have several, not just one disability to add up to 50%, but you can have several disabilities that add up to that number that we are looking for. And then we'll go from there. You can get increases. But our goal, like you said, our target goal immediately is 50%. But initially, after that, we want to go for 100% static. That means permanent and total. where you're able to work and do whatever you want to do, and it will not affect your VA compensation.
All right. Well, to use my example, let me get back to you over here, Richard. If I use an example of that, you know, I came back with a shrapnel wound in my arm, and I'm not able to use it the way I used it. Now, is there some great big directory that the VA has that says this arm is worth $200 a month or something? Alan, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. Absolutely. That's where it'll come in. We start dealing with the rules, laws, and regulations. And the 38 CFR, the inside the 38 CFR, which is the rules and regulations, the 38 USC, and the other manual, M21-1, it assigns a certain amount, monetary amount for if your arm, say like your arm, you can only bend your arm 10 degrees. Right. That's worth something. If you can only do it 5 degrees. So if you can do it, they assign those criterions for each condition.
Right.
And they'll give you that 10 or whatever the case, that equates to a monetary value.
So this might be worth $100, this might be worth 150, this might be worth, I got you.
Okay. Absolutely.
So you're trying to get them to a percentage. Go ahead, Bob. I can see you chomping at the bit over here.
Yes. Big mistake that the veterans make is when they go to their own private practitioner, say for the case that you asked us about, they may just go, say, to a general practitioner, say, and get a diagnosis for that. They need a diagnosis for that to submit it. Well, if they submit that from a general practitioner on their claim, what does the VA do?
Throws it out the window.
VA has a specialist. You have to have a specialist. You have to have both sides at an equal sign. Otherwise, the VA will win. And that's a major mistake that a lot of veterans make in why they get denied, because they don't receive the guidance and direction that they need, again, for a well-grounded claim.
Of course, I'm sitting here on the outside looking in and saying, why in the hell does a system like this even exist? Why, if a veteran comes back and he's shot up or he's hurt, why isn't somebody saying, we're going to take care of you right now, don't worry about all this? But what we've created is a monstrosity that takes volunteers like you and others to shepherd a veteran through in order to get the help he needs. That's nuts. It's no wonder the president goes crazy when he talks about the VA. It's a monster.
Well, you know, just recently, the regional office in Atlanta denied 208,000 claims for administrative errors. You didn't date it right. You didn't sign it right. You used an old number on the form. It's extremely political at times.
And so when that news came out, what did you all do? Did you just, I mean, you should have called a press conference and said, what in the blankety-blank-blank is going on?
Unfortunately, you're right. Unfortunately, it's because of our resources. We were not surprised about that type of practice or that it happened, because of the fact that being our experiences of working on the inside of the VA and working with some of their top people, as far as the ones that are their raiders, their DRO or decision review officers. So we work closely with them. So like I said again, it's not surprising. And back to, you said something earlier about, when a veteran serve and a veteran come back, why can't we just there with open arms to give them what they need? That's, I agree with you 100%. A lot of times what we find the VA doing, we talked about this earlier, when I say we as a country, as a nation, we talked about servicing our veterans, but the backlog that we talked about a couple of years ago, do you know, we're not talking about it now, but that backlog is still there. And the VA, unfortunately, are contributing, I believe in my experiences, to some of the anguish and some of the disappointments and the anxiety that the veterans face because of all these loopholes, the laws and rules. But one thing we were told as we are trying to get the veterans their benefits, tell and try to do as much as you can to tell the veterans not to give up.
Richard, what do you have to add to this? You look like you're getting mad as hell over there.
I get a little frustrated, yes.
A little frustrated.
A little frustrated.
I mean, I would be, well, I tell you what, we got to take a mid-program break. Let me go ahead and do that. Remind everybody that you're listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road to Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Now, we broadcast live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, where these veterans are learning. We prepare fresh subs and salads 7 days a week right before your eyes. And there's a magical way to do it that we're all going to say together at 1, 2, 3. Are we ready now? Slice,
slice, slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Well done, guys. Back after these words.
This is Straight Talk.
Hectic schedule? In a rush? Now you can order your favorite Substation 2 Supper Salad online and skip the line. Just go to MySubstationII.com, click on the Online Order tab, place your order, and come and get it. That's MySubstationII.com. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Relax. Love your car payment with an auto loan from Founders Federal Credit Union. If you're ready to buy your new car and start making those unforgettable memories, Founders features an easy online application, flexible terms, low rates, 24-hour account access with Founders Online, and fast, friendly service. Visit Relax, join Founders.com, or one of our more than 30 offices to see if you qualify for membership. Relax. Love your car payment with Founders. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
Our common sense investing is not designed to take your life savings, roll the dice, and make you rich. We design a plan to keep the standard of living you have grown accustomed to the same throughout your retirement, be it 20, 30, or even 40 more years. Anderson Griggs Investments, 324-5044, or online at AndersonGriggs.com.
Good Pharmacy, with a modern look and traditional standards.
This is pharmacist Kia Hicklin. All six of our pharmacists love serving you and your children. Ask us about alternatives for your child's medicine.
My mommy loves Good Pharmacy.
Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue, Rock Hill.
Just like people, no two hearts are exactly the same. That's why Piedmont Medical Center's new, expanded team of cardiovascular specialists collaborate on an individualized care plan for every heart they encounter, from preventative treatment all the way through surgery and rehab. Their easy-to-navigate care system provides compassionate, personal attention from their passionate team of specialists. You're in good hands at York County's Heart Hospital. To make an appointment with one of our cardiovascular specialists, visit mypmcheart.com or call 844-870-1499 today.
What's hot at Substation 2? The new hot beef brisket sandwich. Brisket is smoked tender beef sliced to order, served hot and delicious, and gardened your way. This is a limited time offer, so titillate your taste buds today with a hot beef brisket sandwich at Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Honored to be around a table of veterans who have served our country well. Robert Beje, Alan Cherry, and of course Richard Arcenega are all here. And I tell you what, it just makes me furious to hear that this even has to happen. But let's get back to the positive side of this. You just mentioned, Bob, that the Carolinas Veterans Commission has got the certification so that when you're representing a veteran, which you do free of charge, you're not charging anybody for this, correct? Right? You're all
no
volunteer,
charge.
No charge. You got some clout down there because you got certification. And if these bozos down there start denying a claim, just sending a piece of paper, they've got to account for that within a reasonable period of time. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. We have built, as AC alluded to a little earlier, we have built a solid reputation down here. They know that when we put paperwork in, and this is a fact, and I could show you documented evidence, we win 99.99% of the claims that we provide guidance and direction with for the veterans. And we've got documentation to show that. We don't lose because we understand the process. We know how to go about applying it. That's just
well,
that.
With that being said, I would imagine that the communication between veterans is probably as good as it gets. That word spreads very fast. That I can get some help here. I can get some help over there. So why isn't every veteran that you know of involved with this, Alan?
One reason I believe is because of their past frustrations and failures. And one thing, when I speak to a lot of veterans now, they say, well, I've done this. It's hard for us to convince them to give us a shot at it. But once they give us a shot and we show them what we are capable of doing for them, then they warm up to us. And we ask them only one thing: bring us a veteran, another. Go tell another veteran. But that's what I find one of our number one reasons why the veterans aren't involved, because they've had so many past experiences. Like it was mentioned earlier by President here, is that a lot of our clients, our veterans, come from other organizations that have tried and failed to help them, and they come to us. But a lot of them, they just get so disappointed and say, forget it. And that's why I say we were told by the higher echelon is tell the veteran, encourage the veteran, never, never, never give up.
Oh, yeah. You agree with all this, Richard?
But of course.
But, I mean, why wouldn't you? I mean, have you gone, let's just say, I'm just localize this to Rock Hill. Have you gone to the Veterans Affairs office here in Rock Hill and said, look, we're here to do this for you. We'll take care of it. We've got the certifications. We've got the mojo to get this done. We'll do this for you. I mean, have you had those kinds of conversations?
We know the people well. We have interfaced with the people well. But they won't, how shall I say, partnership. It's a different organization. I can't answer that question for you. That would be a good question for you to ask them, I would say.
Well, when I get, I think it's Melissa back on here next time, I'll ask her that question. It makes no sense to me. If you got veterans who are out there crying for help, and you got an organization that's doing it free of charge, nobody's making any money off this, mm-hmm. but you're getting results, mm-hmm. What am I missing here?
Well, what we're missing also is that it's on the veteran. It's not the Veteran Administration really is stopping the veteran
right.
from coming to our organization and receiving the help. It's the veteran having the confidence for someone to let them know. As I said earlier, they have been so despondent and in so much agony. I've seen the veterans in just literally say, I'm just tired of it. I'd much rather just stay the way I am than to go through that again.
These are people who have been out there in harm's way.
Yes.
They're giving up too easy. I don't understand that.
And because we have just gotten, when I say just gotten started, back in 2007,
right.
when the organization CVC was established, but we are new on the block, but we are very proficient in what we do.
All right, Bob.
Yeah, I'd like to add that as small as organization as we are, we have people that have come to us from Florida, from Georgia, from Alabama, from Arkansas, from Kentucky, from Pennsylvania. They have heard through the vine about us, and we have serviced those people.
Good. All right, so how do they get a hold of you? We're running out of time here. Very quickly, is there a website or something? Somebody chime in here. Hurry up.
Yeah, well, the website is being redone, so it's out. But it will be the Carolina Veterans Commission. It would be www.carolinaveteranscommission.com. That website is being redone right now.
All right. And is there a local?
The one I would like to thank is the College Park Baptist Church on Cherry Road. That's where we work out of.
Right.
We've been doing that for years. They have been so good and supportive of us. And we have a schedule posted on the door on when we meet on certain Mondays.
All right. So if you need to get some more information while the website's down.
Yeah, just the number other than the website, the number 704-634-0714. 704-634-0714.
And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program. Thank you to these veterans around the table, Robert and Alan, and, of course, Richard, for your service to our country and for what you're doing now for veterans free of charge. These guys are all volunteers trying to do the right thing. That'll wrap up our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. And, of course, these guys know it, how we prepare fresh subs and salads 7 days a week here at Substation 2, 1, 2, 3.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
They got it. Have yourself a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.